This is reading lesson number 3. Open the reading manual that accompanies this tape set to page 3. If you need time to do this, stop the tape for a moment and start it again when you're ready. Read word number 1.
Zadu. Zadu.
Number 2.
Bari. Bari.
Number 3.
Zubi. Zubi.
Number 4.
Razi. Razi.
Number 5.
Buri. Buri.
Number 6 ends in a new character. It represents the sound T, as in Tom. Note the similarity of the basic shape between this letter and the one for B. They differ only in the number and placement of the dots. The letter for T has 2 dots over it, whereas the one for B has 1 below it. Listen and repeat.
Bat. Bat.
Number 7 begins with the letter for T. Note the shape in the initial position. It looks like the basic independent shape cut in half with the 2 dots on top left intact. This shape appears also between parentheses for your examination.
Tube. Tube.
Number 8 has the letter for T in the medial position connected to the preceding letter. Examine this shape further. It is listed in parentheses to the right of the word.
Batid. Batid.
Have you noticed in number 8 that the first sound is pronounced with the following short vowel, a? In Arabic, there are 3 long vowels with which you are already familiar, a, u, and e. There are also 3 short counterparts which are not represented by letters, but rather by diacritical marks. For adult native speakers, however, these marks are not used on words. Therefore, they will not be used here either for practical purposes. Read number 8 again.
Batid. Batid.
In number 9, the letter for T is in the final position, connected to the preceding letter. Read it.
Zit. Zit.
Number 10 ends in a new letter. It represents the sound th, as in thin. Note that this is pronounced as an S in spoken Arabic in urban areas. But for reading purposes, the standard pronunciation will be used. Note also that sometimes the 3 dots on top are replaced by a tiny diacritical mark resembling an inverted V.
Ruth. Ruth.
Number 11 begins with this letter. Its initial shape is similar to those letters representing B, T, and E, which differ from one another only in the number and placement of dots.
Thabit. Thabit.
Did you notice the short vowel E following the sound B? Read number 11 again.
Thabit. Thabit.
Number 12.
Thareed. Thareed.
Number 13.
Bathood. Bathood.
Number 14 ends in a new letter. It represents the sound L.
Zool. Zool.
Number 15.
Beel. Beel.
Number 16 begins with the letter for the sound L.
Labib. Labib.
In number 17, it is also in the initial position. Note, however, its shape when written in combination with the following letter representing A.
Larry. Larry.
Number 18 has the same combination, but in the medial position. The shape of the 2 letters combined differs slightly.
Bilal. Bilal.
Number 19.
Ruby. Ruby.
Number 20.
Ludi. Ludi.
Number 21.
Dalil. دليل.
In number 22, the letter for L is in the medial position connected to both the preceding and the following letters. It resembles a vertical stroke. Do not confuse it with the letter for A, since it is never connected to the following letter.
بليد. بليد.
Number 23.
بلاد. بلاد.
Number 24.
Lisa. Lisa.
This is the end of reading lesson 3.